Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Oh, man, this is not Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio live from the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, America, from the West Palm Beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. We are talking about your right to keep and bear arms, to pack heat, to hide your gun under your shirt so no one else can see it unless you need to use it to defend your life. I'm your host, Mark Walters. The show is sponsored by the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. And you know what? WWTC, AM 1280, The Patriot, has got us up here in Minnesota. It's a beautiful night here in, I guess, are we in Minneapolis, Sean?
I guess so. I'm in Dallas.
Yeah, right. I think I'm outside Minneapolis, right? Yeah. They're shaking heads in there. And we're in Minnesota.
There you go.
Sean, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
Check this out. We got Sean. The anti-gunners are listening.
Oh, well, you know.
We have a great lineup today on Armed American Radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but first, before we get there, Sean, phone numbers, 877-956-9566 across America, 877-956-9566. If you want to call the program and join the show from anywhere in the country, feel free. Also, emails mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AARMark, and we'll bring you live on the air here at the Minnesota State Fair. And maybe we'll get some walk-ups up here that want to talk about their guns. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it, Sean?
Yes, it would.
Oh, check this out. KWTO, AM 560, News Talk 560 in Springfield, Missouri. You are now on the Armed American Radio Network. You are filling your prescription for freedom every week here on the network. Sean, that's cool, isn't it?
That's a beautiful thing. How many stations do they make now?
Oh, you know, I don't know. Pushing 50.
Nice.
Yeah. Growing like an absolute weed because people like talking about freedom and the right to bear arms. And that's what we talk about every single week. And in this lineup coming up tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is a good one. Sitting to my left, we'll get to them momentarily, is Ann Yatch and Larry Yatch from Sealed Mindset. Sean, you've heard the little teaser ad we've been running?
Yes, sir.
Former Navy SEALs. These cats know what they're talking about when it comes to defending yourself. Believe me, and we're going to talk in great detail for the remainder of this hour with Ann and Larry from Sealed Mindset. Also coming up, another good one. We've got the author of Concealed Carry Fundamentals, Michael Martin, is here. Michael will be joining Armed American Radio shortly. He's sitting over here on the bench smiling, and his mom's waving. He's going to be here to talk about Concealed Carry Fundamentals, the things you need to know to lawfully carry your gun and to carry it concealed effectively. Michael will be here. And also from Pro Carry USA, sponsoring the event here with WWTC 1280 AM The Patriot, Jeremiah Sandall will be here. Jeremiah is here somewhere. There he is. He's out there in the crowd. And Jeremiah will be here to talk about some concealed carry issues as well. And get this, Lee Michaels. Lee Michaels is the operations manager here at WWTC 1280 AM The Patriot. And Sean, he had, I guess, what you would consider everybody's worst nightmare happen to him. It was bad. He was a victim of an armed carjacking.
Mm.
And Lee is going to be here to tell us about it. And, you know, with the guests that we have on here today, I think we'll get some pretty good ideas as to how we can avoid it, because we're going to talk about preparation, avoidance, and awareness techniques. So, having said that...
Sounds like a really big show today.
Yeah, we also have a bonehead of the week to give out.
Great.
You want to do that now?
Yes, let's do that now.
West Virginia. Public safety program draws fire from gun rights group, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. The police chief, Charleston Police Chief Brent Webster, wants you to come by voluntarily and give him the serial numbers to all of your weapons. No, I'm not kidding. He wants you to come by voluntarily to walk over to the police chief at his little booth and give him the serial numbers and your address and everything else.
Someone beat me to it.
Yeah, right. Well, check it out. And here's what he says. Quote, he says the program is just about recording serial numbers. There really shouldn't be a lot to be concerned about, he said. This is really about public safety. This has nothing to do with gun ownership. It has nothing to do with the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Bonehead of the week number one, Charleston Police Chief Brent Webster, because we all know that's a lie. And Larry's over here shaking his head. Voluntarily give up your serial numbers. What it's for the kids. It's for the children, right? Who knows? That's always their excuse. But, you know, and you wouldn't do it, would you? There you go. There you go. Because that's a precursor to confiscation. Everybody knows that. But fortunately, we have a Keith Morgan up there from Project Gun Safe. And he's up there fighting the good fight. He says, absolutely not. Yeah, West Virginia Citizens Defense League is involved. They're a pro-gun rights lobbying group up there. And, you know, they tell you exactly what it is. I guess they have gun buyback programs as if they had bought the gun in the first place. How can you buy something back? A gun buyback? Does it make sense? Doesn't make sense. So that's where we stand with that. That's bonehead number one. Sean, you want to chime in on that?
You know, you said it right there. I mean, that makes no sense. You know, we have here in Dallas-Fort Worth, they've been doing the gun buyback stuff. So,
but how do you buy it back if you didn't own it to begin with?
And you know what they get most of the time?
A voucher for $50 or something for a what?
They get a voucher, and 99% of the time they get broken guns. Guns that can't be fixed.
Well, listen to this. Here's a good one, too. Two car bombs explode in northern Mexico. I guess they're getting the C4 explosives from American gun shops in Texas.
Well, you know, we've been talking about that here locally. It's right? It's some interesting stuff going on down there.
You know, all of Mexico's crime guns come from Texas, right?
Yeah,
the cartels are getting their fully automatic weapons, machine guns, RPGs, and now C4 explosives from Texas gun shops.
I don't think that's possible.
I know. I'm being facetious there. I just wonder how Calderon would, you know, him and his pal O'Bummer. Say that again, Sean?
What are you going to say, man?
There's nothing to say. You just got to tell the truth. Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention that George Hill, the Mad Ogre, will be here in the roundtable, too, to talk about a number of different guns and probably to talk about some of the stuff that my guest Larry's going to talk about, because we're going to get into some cool stuff with him when we come back.
Nice.
Sean, I am, because I'm out here at this table, I don't have a clock. How much time do we have in the segment?
You got about 3 minutes.
About 3 minutes? Okay, good. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's bring Larry in live right now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Larry Yatch.
Hello, Mark. Glad
How are
to be
you?
Here.
Man, I'm glad to have you here. You know, Navy SEAL, and your wife, Ann, is here.
Hi, Mark.
How
nice
are
to
you?
Be here. I'm good, thanks.
Hey, the weather's great. Now, see, we do something a little different on Armed American Radio that you probably don't know. Sean's laughing because I just mentioned the weather. All right. It was 92 Gore here in Minneapolis. We eliminated the word degrees in honor of Al Gore's global warming trip that he's on. And we now call the temperature the Gore. So it was 92 Gore here in Minnesota today. But there's no humidity here, Sean. And it's a beautiful 92. It's not like Georgia or Texas. What's the Gore in Dallas?
I think it's 97.
97 Gore in Dallas. See, there's a beautiful breeze blowing here.
Oh, man.
Anyway, you guys have a great story. And I don't think, you know, this is what's killing me about the clock time. I don't think we have enough time to get into it right yet. Sean, keep me going on that time, will you, please?
Oh, I'll take care of you.
Okay. You guys, I guess when we come back, what I'll do is I'll set it up because I'm going to ask you how you met.
Very interesting story.
Okay, well, we've got a couple minutes. We do. It is an interesting story, right? So I'll start with you. How did you meet?
The contrary to popular belief, it wouldn't go in line with what you would imagine from a big, bad Navy SEAL. So I was in training in D.C. at a bar, and I saw the most beautiful woman walk in the bar. She was everything I could ever imagine in a woman. She looked at me and smiled, and I immediately put my beer down and ran up to the bathroom. A little bit intimidated by this.
A Navy SEAL intimidated a beautiful woman.
Yes. I found that explosions, bullets actually relax me. Tall, beautiful women, very, very intimidating.
Right. Okay.
We actually had to rely on Ann to come up to me.
I made the first move.
Okay. Now, D. He's a big bad Navy SEAL, because I'm going to ask him to tell us things that I know he's not supposed to, and he's smiling at me now. I know I'm going to get the standard answer. I can't tell you that.
He keeps telling me in 60 years I'll get the really good stuff, so I have to hang on.
Yeah, you got to wait 60 years to get the real deal. Otherwise, I'll have to kill you, right?
Or put you somewhere you can't talk to anyone else, maybe a deep, dark basement, cave.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network, coast to coast, from the West Palm Beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. Stick around. We'll be right back with Ann and Larry Yatch.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability, while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit galcogunleather.com.
As an armed American, you've already taken steps to protect yourself and your loved ones from the possibility of being a victim of violent crime. To do the job effectively in a time of crisis takes real knowledge, real skills, and real confidence. Coming next week, Armed American Radio's newest sponsor, Sealed Mindset, is all about world-class personal security-based defensive firearms training. Join Mark next Sunday to hear about how you can develop a sealed mindset.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, 2 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed, and you too should join the Gun Owners of America. Check them out at gunowners.com. check them out because they're fighting for your rights and they're no compromise. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I am joined here by Ann Yetch and Larry Yetch, the big bad Navy SEAL, owners of Sealed Mindset. And we're going to talk in tremendous detail about your training techniques and how you developed it. Obviously, you've got a background there. But I want to finish the story about how you met because it's kind of cool. You, I understand you thought she was a spy for about 6 months.
Well, I'm not used to getting picked up by beautiful women in bars. And then add on top of the fact that she was constantly asking questions. About what do you do, where have you been, what are you wearing, what do you carry, all of those types of things. And it was an endless supply of questions about trying to get more and more information. So for a long time, I thought that, and I brought it up, and she would make veiled references to it because she thought it was funny.
And I spoke quite a few languages, so I'd casually say into my cell phone something in Italian or Spanish or Arabic, and he'd overhear me.
And he probably speaks how many different languages?
You're not
allowed to tell us that, right?
Yeah, I barely speak English. So.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll tell you what, that's a great story. And I'm glad you guys met because now you've got Sealed Mindset formed. And Sealed Mindset, I like the name too. I think that's pretty cool. Obviously, a takeoff on your training.
Exactly.
And mindset being something we talk about on Armed American Radio almost every week. At least we touch on it. And that is preparation, avoidance, and awareness. You can't avoid what you're not aware of. And if you're not prepared, you can't. They all tie together. What kind of training regimen did you come up with? What does Sealed Mindset teach that some of the other schools don't teach?
Really, the origin of the program comes from SEAL training. Contrary to popular belief, unlike in the movies, SEALs aren't always shooting and fighting, blowing things up. Actually, the majority of the time, the vast majority of the time, we're avoiding conflict. Because we operate in very small units. Those small units, we go up against much larger units. And we will only get into fights at the time and place of our choosing. So being able to identify threats, be able to assess them as threats, and be able to avoid conflict is critical to SEAL performance overseas. After I was injured in the hospital, and I couldn't do my job as a SEAL anymore. I was very upset by that. And it was actually Ann who brought up the fact that I didn't have to stop protecting people. Instead of doing it overseas, we could do it here in our country. And I realized that one of the most valuable things that I could do for my fellow soldiers and my fellow Americans that were out overseas is be able to allow their families to be safe through education, through the knowledge that frankly, you paid for
right.
Over $3 million of government tax money went into my training.
To win your individual training.
Oh, yeah. It was just basic training last almost 2.5 years.
All right. Now, you said something very interesting to me. You said that you pick and choose the fight.
As much as possible. And the fights that we don't pick and choose, we run away from.
That ties right in. Ann's agreeing with me. She knows what I'm going to say before I even say it. That the best gunfight and the best way to win a gunfight is to avoid the gunfight at all costs.
Very true.
Because there are no winners in a gunfight. Well, there are, but you know what I mean. You don't want to get shot if you don't have to. Let's avoid the situation at all costs. How do you do it? How do you teach the avoidance techniques?
Like you said, and you really hit the nail on the head when you said that the key to avoiding a conflict is being able to first assess that there's a problem and then be able to identify plans of action to avoid the conflict in the first place. Specifically for us, it's an educational system. It's a matter of being able to teach people the specific skills as well as the fundamental skills to see the world in a different way.
Okay, so the preparation then that comes into play. How do you now, obviously you have very intense training, very long training. I've watched the stuff on TV, the BUDS stuff. Okay. Tell everybody what that stands for too, by the way.
BUDS is basic underwater demolition SEAL training.
See, that's
and
pretty cool stuff.
That's demolition. Actually the a small fraction. What you see on TV is just a small fraction of the reality. And not everyone can do that. Just in my BUDS class, we started off with 121 people. And 6 months later, we had 11.
Okay, see, ladies and gentlemen, this is important because the man sitting to my left, he understands and he gets these concepts more so than you or I ever will because of the training, the extensive training that you've taken. There's no question about it. you know, it's obviously you start off with how many? 100 and some?
121.
And went down to how many?
11.
11. Okay, so that tells you exactly what we're talking about here. So you've got an intense level of training. Now, to prepare yourself, how do you translate what you learned in the military in that extensive special operations training, which goes far and above other types of training, to me? And we're going to find out tomorrow a little bit, because I'm going to take some training with you tomorrow.
The key to that is sitting next to me. Ann's background is very different from mine, and I found that when I would start talking to the average person about how to do these things, you know, applying the concepts that I had, about 2 minutes into condition levels and situational awareness, their eyes glaze over. So it was critical to use Ann's knowledge in not only the educational side of conflict, but also how to teach people. So she was critical in developing the curriculum to be able to put it in a language that normal people could understand.
Okay, go ahead.
Because as we all know, I am not a Navy SEAL, but what I am is a woman who has these concerns, these fears. I had a problem sleeping at night, and you know, I went out and I learned how to shoot, but for me, shooting wasn't the answer. The answer was the education, knowing what would I do if, the awareness, the avoidance, the assessment.
Now, he spent a lot of time away.
Yes, he did.
And that left you
alone.
Feeling vulnerable, mm-hmm. Right?
Very
well,
true.
She did have our 130-pound Rottweiler named Fluffy.
That's a big help. Wouldn't have that ended me right there. I wouldn't have gone there. So,
that's true.
But okay. But the dog aside, mm-hmm. Right? You obviously are married to somebody who's very highly trained in firearms mm-hmm. techniques, and knows more than he can ever tell us. Like you said, you have to wait
that's
60
true.
Years to find out. And that translated to you. How did that give you a certain level of confidence that maybe my mom wouldn't have had?
Well, I think the confidence really for me came from having a plan of action, and that was the difference with the education. It gives you a plan of action so you can think through the different steps in your life. It teaches you how to train your vision. It teaches you how to train your mind so that it's a different way of looking at the world, and that's really what he gave me. He gave me that different way of looking at the world that I don't have to use every second of every day, but for those key moments when I'm in a transition area, it helps me, and it keeps me strong, and it makes me remember the mindset that is so important.
All right. Now, when you're out and about.
Yes.
We all know what the conditions are. Do you teach the standard conditions, condition white, condition yellow?
We've changed them to numbers, but
okay.
same very,
thing.
Very similar
tell
concept.
Tell us, go ahead and give us the comparison there between the conditions as you teach them as numbers rather than colors.
What we've done is opposed to just taking the condition levels, and you're talking about Cooper's conditions,
right.
Which apply a tiered method of being able to have your awareness level as well as your plans of action or what you're going to be concentrating on. Instead of just covering those condition levels, we tie that to both specific things that you can see to then trigger increases or decreases in levels, as well as the environment that would support that. So
okay.
Different environments support different levels.
So you're tying this all together.
Yes.
Is really what you're doing. You're kind of putting it,
yep.
It's seamless.
The key to the program is not that we're coming up with new information. The biggest thing that I'm proud of is the fact that we're able to tie it together into a cohesive system.
That works. When we come back, we'll get into some more detail with Larry and Ann about how to tie it together and what it means when it comes to a fight. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Hey, Sean, I love that Bill Bennett thing.
It's pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. Can you turn yourself up?
Yeah, I'm
we're outside, so that's why I say that.
How's that?
Oh, that's great. That's beautiful. I love listening to you, man. Hey, where's O'Bummer now? Is he listening to us tonight in Washington?
I'm not sure if he's in Washington or is he still in... New Orleans.
He went to New Orleans to talk about Katrina.
Yeah, they had all over the TV.
Did he take credit for Katrina?
Probably.
Yeah?
I'm sure he did.
He's, as they say down south, he's fixing to take credit for Iraq here, I think, tomorrow night, isn't he? Larry's here laughing. Larry's been to Iraq.
That.
He knows. All right, well, check this out. Let's give out some phone numbers, Sean, okay?
All right.
877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org on the email, and we are getting some emails. You know, we've got such a huge guest lineup tonight, we're going to try to keep these things on topic with our guests. I can't jump all over the board, but I'll try to get you in here, and if you've got questions for Larry, take the opportunity to ask this man. You know, you spent $3 million training this guy sitting here to my left. Take advantage of it. That's pretty cool, Sean. Listen to this. How many rounds have you fired in your lifetime?
We estimated it around just under 2.5 million.
Wow.
Sean, 2.5 million rounds.
This is interesting. We were doing a workup prior. My platoon was doing a workup prior to going over to Iraq the first time. And in our land warfare block, which is the block where we do a lot of all of our land movement, reaction to threats, things of that nature, we estimated that a 16-man platoon shot more rounds than the entire Marine Corps did that year.
Wow.
Sean, you're shot. Look, Ann's over here. That is just, that's, you know what that is?
Wow.
That's just a cool stat.
Yeah, we each guy would shoot through at least two M4 barrels in a workup, meaning wow. You'd literally shoot the barrel till it was smooth.
Till it got really hot?
No, it would smooth. You'd shoot the rifling right out of it, so you'd end up having to replace the gun.
Wow.
Sean, that's awesome, isn't it?
Wow, that's something.
2.5 million rounds.
Right there.
That's in addition to all the cool stuff you got to blow up, too.
Oh, the blowing up is the best part.
Right?
I have to say, of being out, the biggest thing I miss is the ability to blow things up legally.
Armed American Radio.
Exactly.
Isn't that great? I love that. I bet you've blown up some really cool stuff. Can you tell us something that you've blown up that was fun to blow up?
Something fun. How about something that we kept from blowing up? That's
okay.
Probably
that'll
pretty
work.
Good.
Yeah, that'll work.
My SEAL team, prior to the start of the Iraq War, was responsible for securing the oil infrastructure for Iraq. So their oil platforms, their pumping stations. We went in prior to any hostilities and secured five of these critical nodes. Our specific job was the oil platforms. Those oil platforms were over 1,200 meters long, one platform.
Wow.
So it's the size of a small city. We were able to take that over with, there's 24 Iraqi Republican Guard, their special forces. I was rigged to blow with over 1,000 pounds of explosives.
Wow.
Our 20-man team was able to secure that in less than 35 minutes.
Unbelievable, folks. This man knows what he's talking about. Let's give out where people can find you first before we continue, and we'll keep you through the rest of the hour if that's okay.
Sounds good.
All right, lots to talk with you about. We want to talk about threat assessments and some of those things, and you know, we talked about the conditions. Let's kind of tie that into the training and what happens if you are forced to live a nightmare and have to defend yourself. Before we do that, where can people find you? SealedMindset.com, right?
That's correct. SealedMindset.com.
S-E-A-L-E-D Mindset.com. And they can find you on Facebook, too, at Sealed Mindset, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to know some of the things that he's taught you, because no question he has. Threat assessment, obviously, is very important.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Let's move up the ladder on there. I'll let you take it. You know, as we were discussing in the break, threat assessment, where do we go from here?
One of the big things that what we've tried to do is be able to define things that people say over and over again. So in really any martial arts training, firearms training, you always hear threat, you know, whenever there's a threat, shoot until the threat stops. But no one really succinctly defines what a threat is. So we've come up with a very simple definition. A threat needs to have two things, and if it doesn't have both, then it isn't a threat. The first one is capability. Capability comes not only in physical capability, but also in knowledge. So I can have a big muscle-bound guy, but if he doesn't know how to fight, he's not a threat.
He could be a bonehead.
He could be a bonehead, exactly. We found that hands are the windows into capability. Being able to look at a man's hands, you can tell if they're a fighter right off the bat, hands, ears. The second thing that you need to be to have a threat is intent. And intent is even more important than capability. If someone doesn't have the intent to cause you harm or to cause you trouble, then they aren't a threat. And that intent can change. We found that the best way to judge intent is through the eyes. The eyes are the windows into intent. Is someone staring at you? Are their eyes following you? The next thing is actions tell intent. Does someone follow you? And what we call that is correlating action. You know, if I cross the street, does someone cross the street after me? The next thing is distance. Is someone closing the distance between you and them? Again, that's a window into their intent. All of these things, including actions that you can take to deter a threat, if you deter someone, what they do, how they respond, gives you an idea of their intent. If you turn around and shine a flashlight into their face, ask them, can I help you? If they continue to close the distance, that's an indication.
You have a problem on your hands.
Yeah, you have an indication that there's a problem. And
your color code or number is going to go up
at that point when
something
exactly.
like that happens. Story about being in New Orleans one time. Two guys across the street from me. I saw them begin to split up as I was coming down the street corner. And it was about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning in New Orleans. Imagine that. and here they were.
What were you doing at 2 in the morning in New Orleans?
I was out taking a stroll.
I see. Hey. Just checking.
And I watched what they were doing, and I saw them separate, and it was obvious that their intent was to kind of get around me, one in front of me, one in back of me. So I reacted to that by maneuvering myself in a heading a different direction in the street, closer to the hotel, because it was catty corner, so I kind of cut the corner off, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
And that stopped their action, only because at that point, fortunately for me, I was close to the hotel. Is that the type of assessment you're talking about that we do
definitely.
Instinctively?
The key to that is that because of the mindset they're in, what you're seeing, you're able to see that these two people splitting because the narrative that you live in, the mindset that you live in, tells you that that has meaning.
Right.
Whereas someone else that doesn't have the education to know to look for that couldn't possibly see the same thing that you see.
All right. So that, Ann, is where that's walking around, I call walking around with blinders on.
Right.
And too many people do that. You can look on the street right here now, and you see most people are walking around with blinders on.
Very true.
They are. They're focused on their feet in front of them. They're paying attention to their kids. They're watching to see where their kids are. Some are watching to see where their spouses are.
And most of them are looking right in front of them because we've been trained our entire lives to look at blackboards, to look at computers, to look at books.
And the threat's not going to come from directly in front of you, is it? It's going to be violent, swift, and it's going to be a surprise. It's going to be what? An ambush.
Yeah, from the place you least expect it.
Because criminals know what they're doing. They're cowards, Sean, and boneheads, right?
But absolutely.
But they know what they're doing. They're picking their victim, and so it's incumbent upon you, ladies and gentlemen, to be aware of your surroundings at all times. And serious, I look around here now. Now, we're in an enclosed environment here. There's a heavy police presence in here. People obviously feel a little bit safer here than they do out on the street, right?
30 seconds.
30 seconds,
Sean? Yes.
You're killing my narrative here. I'm getting ready to go in another direction here. Now I got to take a break.
So well, the people walk in here with blinders. I tell you, one of the biggest things is avoiding what we call target fixation. Target fixation can be staring at your BlackBerry, can be staring at your wife.
Which we're all guilty of.
Yes,
we're all
exactly.
guilty of, especially the cell phones now. My gosh. How many times do you see people walking down the street staring at that thing? And that's going to be the first way that thing's going to get taken.
So,
all right, well, when we come back.
Breaking that fixation and scanning.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about it in detail. Now we're going to talk about fun stuff, and that's carrying the gun and using it when you have to. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back, America.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
One 500-pound wild boar. One 9mm round of extreme shock ammunition. Bacon, anyone? That's all it takes when you're using the world's most advanced ammunition. Used by special ops and police, Extreme Shock's lethal bullet technology features unrivaled expanding fragmentation that stops the threat and inflicts massive tissue damage. See the photos and videos at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. Sean, listen to this. I'm having a great conversation here in between breaks, and listen to this quote from Ann. Go for it.
Well, Mark had asked me what kind of a weapon I carry, and I said a Glock 17, because no one has ever asked for a smaller gun or fewer rounds in a gunfight.
There you go.
Isn't that a little hot?
I love that.
Yeah, I like that.
A little fiery.
Right? No one's ever asked for fewer rounds, right?
Very nice.
Oh,
for
man.
Or a smaller gun.
Or a smaller gun in a gun. Can I please have that 380 so I can finish this job?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. While we're on that topic, before we go back to where we were on the threat assessment, now, we're carrying a gun, okay, in a 380, because we get this question all the time. And 380s right now are a phenomenon. They're very, very popular. A lot of people are carrying them.
I'll bet you no one that's carrying a 380 has ever gotten to a gunfight. I guarantee it.
And you know what? I would totally agree with that, and I would hope that that was the case. But you're right, because why? Tell me why.
If you get into a gunfight, you're fighting for your life, and it's an absolute last resort. You've done everything you can up to that point. You've tried to avoid the situation. You've tried to deter the threat. And now you have no choice but to defend yourself. And if that's the case, it's a dire situation. And trying to rely on a small gun, and generally the people that carry 380s don't practice with them.
Right.
They go on the range, they shoot with their Glocks or their 1911s, but they carry this little 380 in a pocket. They've done all their draws out of a holster, yet they got their 380 in their pocket. I challenge anyone to go to the range and under stress, try and draw a 380 out of your pocket and accurately hit a threat, much less knock it down and stop it.
You know, that's a great point. The new Taurus, I think it's the TCP 380, the Ruger LCP, these are very popular guns right now. And I've made the statement on Armed American Radio, I don't want to get shot with anything. I don't want to get shot with a 22, okay? I don't want to get shot with a BB out of a 20-pump air pistol or air rifle. They hurt. At the very least, they sting, right? That's going to leave a mark, right?
You'll shoot
But
your
I don't want to get
out.
Shot, period. You'll shoot your eye out with that thing, kid. Minnesota, It's cold up here. Where was that, man? That was in Ohio, wasn't it?
Yeah,
where,
it was.
Ohio? Okay. Close enough, right? Somewhere up north. Threw me off base when that's a funny movie.
Sorry.
That's all right. But the 380, if people are carrying this thing, and they are, and they're carrying them by the millions right now, ammunition, of course, becomes a factor. A hollow point ammunition, hollow point round in a 380 probably is not the best option. Would it be more of a ball, more a high power, with some of these hot loads, the ball ammo, because you're talking about, in Minnesota, great example, a lot of heavy clothing for a lot of months of the year. Is that a 380 is not going to be that effective against that, is it?
I mean, I'd have to say, whenever anyone asks me anything about choice of weapon, ammunition, like anything, it's a personal choice. And carrying, if you're carrying, it's better than not. So if you want to carry a 380, you're comfortable carrying a 380, then carry the 380. But what I would do is be realistic about the performance that you can expect out of the platform and the ammunition you're choosing.
The 380, though, I have to go to Clint Smith here from Thunder Ranch. The 380 in your pocket's a whole lot better than that 45 in the safe at home, right?
Exactly.
So, I mean, you would agree with that, obviously.
Oh, definitely. But, like I said, the key is to be realistic, and not only be realistic, but be educated on what performance you can expect.
Right.
And that's going to take some research. It's going to take some experimentation. Being able to do that before you rely on it for your life is key. And don't let someone else tell you what to carry. You should be comfortable with what you're doing. You should be making that choice out of experience and education.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people today at the range, fortunately, a lot of new gun shops, a lot of new ranges are offering people the opportunity to rent guns. What do you carry?
Glock 17.
Okay, Glock 17. I love the Glock 17. I love the 9mm and the Glock. It's my favorite range gun, mm-hmm. I think, of all time. Excuse me. My other one was the Smith & Wesson M&P 9. Also comparable as far as weight to me. Natural point ability, you know, not quite as natural a point ability as the 1911, but
we've trained a lot of women because of the format of our training. It's quite different than normal. We spend a lot less time on the range than usual.
Right.
We do a lot of dry firing, programmed weapons handling, which allows the women to get comfortable with the firearms before you get to the range. And what we found with traditional firearms training, you'll learn all the bad habits you'll have for the rest of your life with a gun
right.
in the first hour you spend on a range shooting. So what we do is we make sure to build all those good habits before they get on a range so that we have the right paths. And with women, being able to be comfortable taking the training, because most of the time, 9 times out of 10, a woman's going to be carrying a gun in her purse. They're able to carry full-frame guns with
right.
no problem in the purse, especially in a lot of concealed carry purses. It's not a big deal. So, like Ann said, if you're going to have to rely on that to save yourself and your family, your kids, why would you rely on a smaller gun, a smaller
You know, this conversation now can go in a million. I could have a lot of fun with you. In fact, I might just keep you an extra segment in the next hour because we have time to do that. But there is that begs the question. Right? The 27, for example, the Glock 27. Okay, the little baby 9. The 26, you know, the 40 caliber and the 9mm, they hold, I think, 11 rounds, 12 rounds in the small compacts. And a lot of women are told, and my co-author of my book, Lessons from Armed America, Kathy Jackson has made the comment many times that women come to her classes at Firearms Academy of Seattle up there, and they automatically assume they have to have a 38. You see this, you're laughing
well,
about it.
It frustrates me when someone goes to a gun store and tells someone, I want that gun.
Right.
And you ask them, well, have you ever shot before? No. Well, why do you want that one?
Because I know I can handle that. I
can't
it.
Shoot a 45. Right. I went to the Naval Academy. I was on a shooting team while I was there, and we had one girl on the shooting team, and all we did was practical shooting. And she shot a West Bear 45, and she smoked the majority of law enforcement guys that we went up against.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this girl who's barely 100 pounds, blazing away with a 1911 45 because she
yeah.
had solid fundamentals, good grip, good stance.
Folks, if you don't take anything away from this conversation, take this away. Practice with something before you make the purchase.
Okay.
Don't automatically assume that the 380, oh, it fits my hand, I'm just a girl.
Oh.
And you know, that little 380's got a heck of a bark to it.
Because it's okay. light.
It's very light. And that little tiny 380, that baby 9 round, is going to kick pretty hard. It's going to kick like a mule in that gun. Have you ever fired a .357 in a snub-nose revolver?
Even worse.
Right?
The air light? Take the air light and shoot it in 357?
In one of the Smith & Wesson air weights and 357s? I have. I have the little black titanium Smith & Wesson M&P Centennial gun.
Have you ever shot Desert Eagle 50 caliber 44 Magnum?
Right.
Because they're so heavy and have those big four recoil springs, it doesn't kick hardly at all.
That's right. It's like shooting a 22.
Exactly.
It's like shooting a 22.
So I'm scared of
y'all. The gun determines the effects, not the round or chamber style.
Right. So don't make that assumption, ladies and gentlemen, that you know this gun is what's meant for me. It's made for me because I'm small or my hands are small. Practice with them. These ranges have guns that you can rent, and by all means do that, America, please. And take training from folks like Larry and Antu. They know what they're doing. And you know, if it's okay, I'm going to keep you guys an extra segment. Is that all right? Because I want to ask you about the gunfight. It's easy to get into the caliber debate and everything else, but I want to talk to you about what happens when the fight actually breaks out. What happens when you have to pull the trigger to save your life? Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. Make sure to stick around. We are live at the Minnesota State Fair, somewhere between Minneapolis and St. Paul, right? Somewhere between there. Make sure to check us out. You can call the program tonight, 877-956-9566, because we're going to be back right after these messages. And when we come back, we'll have Larry and Ann stick around for another segment, and then we're going to bring over Michael Martin, who's over there waving. And then we're going to bring in Jeremiah from ProCarry USA and have a lot of fun. We'll see you in just a few minutes.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.